Das kann so sich in der Sprache zu sagen, wenn wir hören, sagen, noch es darf zadig sein. Die Mischne said, Arba Snifen shall zov ho Yushom v'chulu. How do we know the Shulchan had Snifen and Rod? So after the Murray, Katina said, the puzzle regarding the Shulchan says that they made the Ka'aroisov, referring to the molds, the Kapoisov, referring to the spoons of the Lavoina, the Kisoisov, referring to the Snifen, and the Menachiyoisov, referring to the rods. Asher Yusach Behen teaches that the rods covered the loaves that were beneath them. Rav Eyes, our Mishnah said that the setting up and the removal of the rods do not override Shabbos. If the rods are acquired, they rise, so how come they don't override Shabbos? And Rav then says, this is not a question, because as our Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva said that anything that could be done before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. The only need for the rods that the breads have air circulation and don't become moldy, there's no risk of them becoming moldy from the short time until Shabbos is over, and therefore it's not doing a Shabbos to put in the rods. So the Mishnah says, Rav Meir says, all amas of the Beis HaMikdash, whether of structures or of kelim, were made of medium amas, meaning six tefachim, except for the Mizbeach Hazov, and the horns, the ledge, and the base of the outside Mizbeach, which were amas of five tefachim. Yehuda says the amas of the structures were six tefachim, the amas used for kelim were five tefachim. So Rav Yechanan says, both views are based on the drasha of the same pasuk. The pasuk discusses the dimensions of the outside Mizbeach and says it was made of amas of six tefachim, but it says the base was a five tefach amma. The width, meaning the ledge, is also a five tefach amma. The border of the edge, meaning of the kronis, the horn, is one half amma, meaning from the middle to any end of it is one half amma. And when the pasuk says, and this, meaning the five tefach amma, is the top of the mizbeach, that actually refers to the mizbeach hazov. Rav Meir says the pasuk teaches that it's only the mizbeach hazov that uses the amma of five tefachim for all of its measurements, but everything else uses six tefachim amas. Rabbi Huda says the pasuk teaches that all the kalim should be a five tefachim amas, like the mizbeach hazov. The Gemara says one could think to say that the measurements in the pasuk refer to the height, and the pasuk is saying that the vertical measure of the mizbeach up to the ledge is in amas of five tefachim. However, it can't be correct for the following reason: we know the mizbeach was ten amas tall. If the understanding of the pasuk is correct, that would mean that there were six amas of five tefachim and four amas of six tefachim, for a total height of 54 tefachim. That would mean that the midpoint of the mizbeach was at 27 tefachim high. The distance from the horns to the ledge was 24 tefachim, which means that the midpoint was 3 tefachim below the ledge. But there's a braisa that says that one who's standing on the ledge with a bird, oila, whose bird has to be squeezed onto the upper half of the mizbeach wall, can even squeeze up to one amma below from where he's standing. Now, based on the calculation, he'd be putting it on the lower half of the mizbeach. How could that be kosher? Rather, the pasuk means that the indenting of the mizbeach is an amma of 5 tefachim. The same is for the indenting of the ledge and for the indenting, meaning the width of the kronos, but all height measurements were an amas of 6 tefachim. Based on that, the mizbeach was 60 tefachim high, which means that the midpoint was 30 tefachim. The distance from the horns to the ledge was 24 tefachim, which means that the midpoint was 6 tefachim below the ledge. Based on this, if you squeeze the blood up to an amma below the ledge, it would still be kosher, like the braisa says. For acting Gemara, we can't say that it refers to the indenting for the following reason. The Mishnah says the Mizbeach was 32 by 32 amas. It then rose one amma for the base and indented inward an amma of the base, making the Mizbeach at this height to have the dimension of 30 by 30 amas. Now, if the indenting was of only 5 tefachim, like we just said, then the dimensions at that point was actually 30 amas and 2 tefachim by 30 amas and 2 tefachim. Further, the Mishnah says that 5 amas higher, there was another indenting for the ledge, creating the dimensions at that point to be 28 by 28 amas. Now, again, if the indenting was only 5 tefachim, like we just said, maybe that is the possibility, then the dimension at that point was actually 28 amas and 4 tefachim by 28 amas and 4 tefachim. You can't say that the Tana doesn't mention the extra tefachim because they're less than an additional complete amma, because the Mishnah does the same at the top of the Mizbeach, and at that point, we have an additional two tefachim for each indenting, for a total of an additional amma. Every tomorrow, the Mishnah is not precise with this measurement, but in truth, there was an additional amma at that level on top of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah then says that the place of the fire was 24 by 24 amas. However, based on what we have just said before, it was actually 25 by 25 amas. Over here, you can't say the Mishnah was not precise about this either, because we learn from a pasuk that the place of the fire was only 24 by 24 amas. You also can't say that the six of the amas of the dimension of the Mizbeach are measured with amas of 5 tefachim, because that would mean that the Mizbeach took up less room in the Azor, and there's a Mishnah that accounts for every amma of space in the Azor, and would have accounted for this additional space if some of the amas of the Mizbeach were only 5 tefachim. And for tomorrow, rather, the pasuk must be understood to mean that the height of the base was an amma of 5 tefachim, but with regard to the ledge, it was an indentation of an amma of 5 tefachim. And the height of the horns was measured based on an amma of 5 tefachim. Based on this, the Mizbeach was 58 tefachim tall, which means its midpoint was at 29 tefachim. From the horns to the ledge, a distance of 23 tefachim, which leaves 6 tefachim below the midpoint, which is why the Mishnah allows for the blood of the oiler bird to be squeezed up to an amma below the ledge.